Kennedy Heights Arts Center is partnering with the Mayerson Jewish Community Center to present About Faith, an exhibition featuring the work of 9 Jewish women in the greater Cincinnati area. The exhibition opens on March the 7th and celebrates National Jewish Arts Month. Artist Beth Goldstein is serving as curator, and she's in the studio with me. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Ann.
Tell us about the idea for this exhibition.
Well, the American Guild of Judaic Arts, which is based out of New York, has annually sponsored an annual Jewish Arts Month. Cincinnati has never really had a presence or any kind of active participation in that. And when I was asked to be in a show at the Kennedy Heights Arts Center during March, which is the month of the American Jewish Arts Month, I decided to connect the two.
And so you came up with the idea to do this.
Yeah.
And who are the artists whom you recruited to join you?
They are artists you probably know. They are all local. We do have one person coming from Columbus. Her name is Pamela Feldman Hill. She does large-scale paintings. We have Debbie Brode, Pam Kravitz, Julie Pentelnik, Ruth Banta, Estelle Lapson, and Harriet Kaufman.
Were there surprises in how these artists were inspired by their faith?
Every one of them is a Jewish woman and an artist, but it is not always that they do strictly Jewish art. Julie Pentelnik does, but some of them had to think about putting those three factors together, being Jewish, being a woman, and being an artist, and finding a point where those three things have certain meaning and could be expressed in a form of art for them.
Outside of ritual objects, is there something that makes a piece of art specifically Jewish?
It's an ongoing debate oftentimes. Just because you're Jewish and you're an artist doesn't mean your art is Jewish art. But if the theme that's presented is a reference to something perhaps biblical, or as in Julie Patelnik's case, contains a lot of Hebrew text or is referenced to a biblical story or something out of liturgy, if you can see that in the picture or if it's what the thought behind it is, then it's Jewish art.
So tell us about some of the media that will be represented.
We have everything from watercolors to oil paintings to sculptures. We have some wonderful installations with mixed medias, books to fabrics and assorted media, mixed media items.
And calligraphy and just a whole range of things as well. And what media do you work in?
For this particular show, my work is a series of gouache paintings that were done as a commission for 4 new Torah mantles for Rockdale Temple. But I traditionally work in both ceramics and paintings.
What other programs do you have planned? I know that there is a major reception, but talk a little bit about some of the other programs.
The idea was not just to have an art show, but for the show to be the focal point of a community-based group of programs. So the Mayerson Jewish Community Center is sponsoring this with us, and they have an ongoing adjunct exhibit called Showcase of the Contemporary Judaica. And there is also a program at the Kennedy Heights Arts Center on March 24th or the 28th where you can come and bring a group of friends or church group or a group from any organization and make a Miriam's Cup that you would take with you to use during Passover. And then there will be a reading by local artist Andrea Herzig, who's self-published a book about a relative on her husband's side who they discovered was part of the resistance, very active in the resistance in the Warsaw Ghetto. And her book, she will be doing a reading and handing out signed copies.
And when is that?
That's on April 11th at 11 o'clock.
And tell us about the reception. The exhibition actually opens on March the 7th, but the reception
is... The reception is the following Sunday, which is March 15th, at the Kennedy Heights Arts Center from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. We will have kosher foods. We will have Jewish music, meet the artists, and an opportunity to see the whole exhibit then.
And I understand that you and Julie Pentelnik will have a separate exhibition at the Mayerson JCC.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, they wanted to be a participant and have an off-site exhibit. So there's two large cases there that Julie and I have filled with. We're the only two in the exhibit that don't have strictly wall art. We have Jewish Judaica, which is ritual objects that are three-dimensional. And so those cases have pieces from both Julie and myself.
And again, what media will be represented?
Julie has mezuzah and hamsas that are sort of an acrylic-based hanging pieces that can go on walls. And I have ceramics.
Tell us what a mezuzah is.
A mezuzah is, it's actually the case which covers the scroll of the Shema prayer, and it goes on the doorpost of a Jewish home as an entrance piece that to bless your coming and going. It's traditionally found on Jewish homes.
And a hamsa?
A hamsa is really not necessarily Jewish. It is more Mideastern, and it is sort of looks like an upside-down hand, but it is a symbol of good luck and good wishes.
And there are programs for children?
Yes, especially the Miriam's Cup, where they can come with their parents or in groups and do painting of a ceramic cup. And we will tell them about the Miriam story, the Miriam's Cup, and take that home with them in time for Passover.
You mentioned that this is the first such exhibition. Are there plans to continue this?
I hope it is just the tip of the iceberg. We would like to have more sponsors next year, more actively involved with different things going on in different locations throughout the city, on HUC campus, at the J, in the sisterhoods, in the religious schools, to be doing Jewish art during the Jewish Arts Month, to just sort of perpetuate the idea and bring forth a lot of what the Jewish arts are about.
Thank you so much for joining me and for talking about this exhibition. My guest has been artist Beth Goldstein. She's the curator for About Faith, an exhibition that opens March 7th and runs through April 18th at the Kennedy Arts Center in Kennedy Heights and at the Mayerson Jewish Community Center located in Amberley Village. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.